Check. Mountain Movers, what's up? Oh my goodness, man, woman, have I missed you. Hope you're doing outstanding. Hope you're doing amazing. Hope you're out there flipping, moving mountains. Happy holidays, by the way. My name is Chuck Morrison, and this right here is the Triple M Podcast, better known as Making Mountains Move, going above ordinary, stepping into the extraordinary to live life on your terms. And can I just lead off? Is it all right if I just lead off with some gratitude here? Seriously, thank you. Thank you for all your awesome feedback. I mean, the emails, the messages on Facebook, the tweets. I saw a tweet the other day. Love Twitter, by the way. By the way, are we connected on Twitter yet? Hit me up on Twitter, @MakeMTNSMove. That's @MakeMTNSMove. Saw an awesome tweet the other day from a listener of the Triple M Podcast, Royal Python Fans, who said he had his best sales week ever thanks to plugging in and listening to the Triple M Podcast. That right there, that just fires me up, man. What, man? That's how we roll around here, baby. All content, period, bottom line, end of story. Speaking of stories, you deserve an explanation, all right? You deserve an explanation. I heard you loud and clear. Chuck, brother man, dude, where the hell you been? Now, kids are in bed. It's like midnight as I'm recording this, so we're going G-rated tonight. Chuck, where the podcast? I'm missing the podcast. What is going on? Talk to me, Goose. I'll talk to you, Goose. Here's what's been going on. A lot, right? A lot. Seriously, just been extremely busy these last few weeks in a good way. A lot of traveling, been working one-on-one and doing a lot of group coaching calls with clients. Most notably, as you may have heard, recently moved up here in the Great Granite State, the live free or die capital of the world, beautiful New Hampshire. We're now up in the Lakes region, surrounded by nature. It's just beautiful. Anyways, got a little more house now, a little more land, better school system for the kids, yada, yada, yada. I'll tell you what, though, moving, it takes a lot. Not sure if you've ever moved before or recently or whatever, if you know what I'm talking about. But finally settling in, unpacked, mostly. We've got the studio back up and running, as you can probably hear. Did a lot of painting, landscaping. You know how it goes. Just settling in. Was also part of a recent product launch, which actually I decided not to promote on these airwaves. Here's the deal. I want you to know that these podcasts, this podcast that you're listening to, as on the fly and random as they seem, there's actually a lot of production and planning involved, a lot of preparation, a lot of time, energy, and effort invested. I mean, see, the aforementioned tweet, right, from Royal Python Fans, best sales week ever. Not by accident. I'm all about delivering high-level, action-packed content that flat-out works, right? No theory, no regurgitation. We're talking real meat and potatoes to get you living life on your terms, right? So I don't want my content to get tainted by, you know, promotions, for example. That's why I decided not to promote that product launch on these airways. It probably cost me, you know, some revenue, potentially some customers, but whatever. You know, listen, I pride myself, right, this podcast on being different than anything else out there, all right? It's an experience all of its own, right? I learned early on from the great Wallace D. Wattles. By the way, if you haven't read his famous work, The Science of Getting Rich, or any of Wattles' work, you do yourself a favor, check it out, all right? In fact, hit me up, chuck@makingmountainsmove.com. I'll email you some of his best material. It will change your life. But I learned early on to always over-deliver, you know, to always offer more in use value than you charge in cash value. In other words, always over-deliver. That's how I built my brand, my business, my reputation. And I'll tell you, listen, if you consistently over-deliver, you'll never be hurting for business, ever. So yeah, more than anything, the absence of podcasts has more or less just been an absence of time. And I'll just tell you straight up, you know, a lot of my time, frankly, has been just hanging out with the family. You know, being a dad, it's a big deal to me. You know, I made a vow very early on in life to myself, to my family, even before I had a family, that I was going to be there for them. You know, here's the deal. I've seen so many people, good people, awesome people, start families, and then, like, you know, they send their kids off to daycare at 2 months old, 3 months old, and basically have someone else raise them. That wasn't an option for me. You know, like literally seeing good people get up at the ass crack of dawn, give their kids a kiss on the cheek before they get up, you know, going off to work, whatever they have to do, coming back maybe before dinner, oftentimes not, seeing their kids for, what, an hour or two, and then repeating that vicious cycle until, before they know it, their kids are grown and out of the house. It just, again, it was that, that just wasn't an option for me. You know, that's not the lifestyle I was seeking. I wanted to actually be there for my family, to watch my kids grow and learn and develop, and, you know, just to be there for their first, right? Their first words, their first steps, their first discoveries. Go ahead, call me crazy. It's all right. Many have, but as you should know well by now, abnormal means above normal. So yeah, just actually having the opportunity to work from home, be a dad, be there as a dad, I'm just seizing that opportunity to the fullest and loving it. What else? Last thing, and I wasn't even going to mention it, but what? Ready, fire, aim, right? I'm going to mention it. You know me, or maybe not. Maybe this is your first time plugging into the Triple M podcast, and you're like, what the hell am I listening to? That's all right. That's all right. Hang on tight. There's a powerful lesson in teaching in today's Triple M podcast that's going to put you miles ahead of the pack, all right? Miles ahead of the pack. I'm not going to go that long without delivering a podcast and not over-delivering. Again, I pride myself on transparency. I love to be as transparent as a glass of water. And as you may know, or again, maybe not, I've been promoting this company called Empower Network with good success, by the way. You can check it out. MassivePassiveLiving.com is the website if you want to check out more information. But I realize it's not for everyone, and that's okay. That's all right. Not everyone wants to be involved with internet marketing or recruiting or affiliate marketing, and that's cool. That's totally cool. In fact, when it comes to creating income online, what I've discovered is most people would rather just kind of stay in the background. You know what I mean? Not get involved in promotional side of things or blogging, things of that sort. And, you know, just put in a couple hours a day, maybe a few hours a week here and there, and just earn an extra $150 a month, you know, $300 a month. I mean, for most people, an extra $300, $400, $500 a month would go a very long way. But I kind of came across something recently and completely by accident. And again, I wasn't going to mention this, but why not? Why not? Just want to get it out of the way. Again, let you know what's been going on here behind the scenes, some of the things that I've been up to. A friend of mine, actually a fellow marketer, a successful entrepreneur, had asked me to check out this company that he was evaluating. And just a quick timeout here. All right, so quick timeout. I want to preface by saying that I, frankly, my philosophy in life is to have multiple streams of income. I believe that diversification is everything, right? You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what I saw, and I ended up checking this thing out, right? Again, by accident, and I don't believe in accidents or coincidences, right? What I saw, it literally blew my hair back. It blew my mind. Simple, honest, ethical, like no marketing, no recruiting. It's essentially arbitrage or drop shipping, where over 80% of the people are actually succeeding in the black, making money, decent money, within their first 30 days. And in the online space, that's pretty rare. That's impressive. Now, again, I'm not here to pitch this, but I want to let you know this is something that I decided to get involved with. Why wouldn't I, right? Been doing that kind of on the affiliate side, which is optional. But from a product standpoint, I've been checking this out, applying the training, making some decent money. Again, MSIs, right? And just having a flipping blast with it. If you want to check it out, I love the word flipping, by the way. If you want to check it out, it's flippingfulfillment.com. Flippingfulfillment.com is the website if you want to check it out. I'm going to warn you up front, though. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty addicting. But there's the update. That's what's been going on. Also been working on some updates for my Vision Board app, Vision Board Pro. Check it out on iTunes. Some new updates to the Making Mountains Move website. Updates to my e-course, 7 Steps to Becoming Your Best. Actually turning that into an audio course. Lots of stuff going on. In short, been moving mountains. But enough about me, all right? Enough about me. These podcasts are not about me. They're about you and helping you live life on your terms. Let's just get to some training. Some meat and potatoes, shall we? You ready to flip and move some mountains? I hope you have your seatbelts on, baby. I'm putting you to work today. Zig Ziglar. All right, I want to talk about Zig Ziglar for a second. The late, great Zig Ziglar had one of my favorite quotes of all time. Actually, he had hundreds of great quotes, but in the context of today's lesson, Zig Ziglar once said, "There are no traffic jams on the extra mile." I want you to think about that for a second. There are no traffic jams on the extra mile. In other words, there's no competition at the top, because the reality is so few people ever go that extra mile. See, so few people in life, in business, in relationships, in health, ever put forth that extra effort, that extra hour, that extra sales call, that extra I love you, that extra, you know, push on the weight bench. You see where I'm going with this? So here's the question. How do you separate yourself from the masses of people out there, rise above mediocrity, and step into the percentage of folks that are just living life at an incredibly high level? Folks that are out there moving mountains. How do you get to that level? Well, it's been said that the line that separates winning, and by the way, when I talk about winning here, I'm talking about winning big in all areas of your life. It's been said that the line which separates winning big from losing is as fine as a razor's edge. That's how close this line is, right? But here's the trap, and I want you to listen closely to me here. See, here's the trap. Once people have become proficient in the basics of something within any particular field, I don't care what it is, once they become proficient in the basics, boom, that's when they stop learning. From that point forward, they cease to improve. They cease to grow. They cease to reach new heights and levels within their life. You can call it complacency if you want, but here's the interesting part, right? Check this out. Since this is pretty much true of most people in any given field, it should be pretty obvious to you that you can easily rise above your peers with just a little extra effort. See, I've been fortunate enough to be surrounded by some very extremely successful people over the last like 12, 14 months or so, right? Very successful people. And I'm talking doing what you want, when you want, with who you want kind of living, right? And here's what I've noticed is the people who put forth just that extra little effort, the extra effort in life and business and relationships, these are the people who can demand and receive whatever it is that they want in life, right? Because listen, everyone else is just settling, right? Everyone else is just doing what's expected and never anymore. Well, guess what? For these people, they're the ones that stay stuck in life. You know, they're the ones that never progressively move forward. Do you know how easy it is to move forward in your life? I'm going to show you right now. And please, I don't want you to underestimate the simplicity of this, all right? So few people are actually doing this. But I'm telling you, straight up, those that do, those are the ones that you see succeeding at the highest freaking levels in life. And I want to challenge you here on today's Triple M podcast, all right? I don't want you to just take my word on this. I want you to apply it. As we always say, knowledge is not power. It's applied knowledge that's power, all right? And I'm telling you, this strategy, what I'm about to share with you is a complete game changer. It's a life changer. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to consider the job that you're presently in, or the business that you're currently running, or the relationship that you're in, or the school that you're attending, your fitness goals, whatever it may be. I want you to ask yourself this, all right? Ask yourself this. How good am I at doing it? How good am I at doing it? Simple stuff, right? All right, now we're going to the next level here. Here's where we start moving some mountains. I want you to ask yourself next, how much better at it could I be? How much better at it could I be? Did you hear that? Did you hear any answers? You know what that is? That's your potentiality, brother. That's your potentiality, sister. That right there, the answers that are coming to you, that's your best self, right? You're ready to let them out. You're ready to let her out. You're ready to experience the very best that life has to offer. Rise up, baby. Again, how much better at it could I be? The answers, and listen, answers should be flooding your mind right now. That's the greatness inside of you seeking expression. Here's what I want you to do next, because again, this podcast, this movement, the Triple M movement is all about getting you to experience the very best in life, living life truly on your terms. That's why I'm involved with the things that I'm involved with. I promote the things that I promote. It's all about rising up and living life at a higher level. So here's what I want you to do next. We're talking about the difference between winning big and losing as fine as that razor's edge, as fine as just taking that extra little effort. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to list what I call 6 razor edge actions that you're going to start implementing immediately. That's going to make the difference in your life. That's going to take you to that next level. Did you know that, for example, did you know that if you would just study your chosen field for just an hour a day, right? Just an hour a day, in 5 years' time, you'd have studied for the equivalent of 45 40-hour work weeks. Just an extra hour a day. That's almost a full year of study. Even more, check this out, even more, since you would have been only studying for just an hour at any given time, you'd be able to give your full, undivided attention to the material or subject at hand. Chuck, where are you going with this? Hear me, all right? Hear me on this. That would be the equivalent of a full year of concentrated, focused, targeted study towards your desired field of expertise. Can you say expert, right? Can you say expert? Now, you may have heard the saying before, but now this might be seen or heard in a different context. Generalists get paid. Experts get wealthy. I'll say it again. Generalists get paid. Experts get wealthy. We're talking just an extra hour a day here. This means that by the end of just the first year, just by putting in an extra hour a day in, you would stand amongst your peers like a freaking giraffe in a herd of mice, all right? In fact, when you really think about it, you're going to discover for yourself that there isn't any competition at all. because there are so few people in the race to begin with. I'm telling you straight up here, very few people actually go that extra mile. And again, bringing this full circle here, there are no traffic jams on the extra mile. So here's the deal. The next time you step out and go to do something great, and the going gets tough, just remember the razor's edge difference could very well be that edge that takes you to the next level in your life. You know, to put in that extra hour, that extra phone call, that extra rep, that extra I love you. And you, my friend, yes, you, all right, you could be watching your accomplishments going from the very ordinary to the extremely extraordinary. So go ahead right now. Do this right now. Go ahead and list 6 razor edge actions that you're going to start implementing immediately. And you, baby, yes, you will watch those mountains move. My name is Chuck Morrison. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/TheChuckMorrison. And on Twitter, @MakeMTNSMove. That's @MakeMTNSMove. For more information on working together with me, creating some extra income, just having a flipping ball, go ahead and check out FlippingFulfillment.com. FlippingFulfillment.com. Love it, love it, love it. MSIs, baby. I'm telling you, that's where it's at, MSIs. You know what time it is, player? It's time to get out there. Get on that highway where there are never any traffic jams and make those mountains move.